The birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. Mary and Joseph, a young couple from the city of Nazareth, were engaged to be married. But Mary was found to be with child, and Joseph resolved to leave her. Just then, an angel of the Lord came to Joseph in a dream and said, "Joseph, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save the people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel," which means God is with us.
Amen. Now in that region of Judea near Bethlehem, there were shepherds in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks. On the night of Jesus' birth, an angel appeared to these shepherds, and they were filled with fear. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring to you good tidings of great joy. For unto you is born this day in Bethlehem a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This shall be a sign for you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger."
Thank you. When the angels left and returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And so they left for Bethlehem. The shepherds went in haste, and when they arrived in Bethlehem, they found Mary, Joseph, and the baby in a manger.
Some did not believe the shepherd's story, but the shepherds knew it to be true, for they had seen it with their own eyes. And Mary, the young woman who had given birth to Jesus, the Son of God, Mary knew it to be true also.
Oh, choir, led by Pup Labar, all of our musicians, our choir. Wonderful job. Thank you all very much for blessing us this morning. We will be having lunch following our benediction. And Alice, are we going through this way? All right. To get to the fellowship hall, go through these doors. Many of you know the routine. Those who don't, just follow the line. And so everyone's invited to join us for lunch. We will have our blessing in here and then proceed to the fellowship hall. Thank everyone, and for those who cannot stay with us, thank y'all for coming this morning, but we hope you can stay. Let us stand for our blessing and benediction. And let us pray. Our gracious and most merciful Lord, we do thank you for this holy season, this time of remembering how much you love us in sending your Son, Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior. We pray that this will truly be a time that we celebrate as we are reminded of your matchless love. As we gather in the fellowship hall now, we just pray that you'll bless our time together, bless our fellowship. Thank you for those who prepared this food. We ask that you will bless it to nourish our bodies and use us all for your service. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of his Holy Spirit be with you all, now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you.